tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland. One Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Jay Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. It's Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp as we have high school basketball for you tonight. The Fort Recovery Indians battling the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. And Dave, the Blue Jays and the Indians have had some battles over the years.
Oh, man,
sure.
I tell you what, we went up there last year and, you know, they call that Gym the Vatican. And we went up there and we've had very, very few victories up there. And we went up there and beat the socks off of them last year. And I remember, you know, several years ago when we was a pretty dang good team. We went up there undefeated, and they knocked us off a couple of times. And I'm sure they're going to come out here ready to go tonight.
I'm sure they are. Well, we had a chance to talk with Bobby Leverett, the head coach, the interim head coach of the Indians. And here's that conversation we had earlier tonight. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Third time in a week here that I've been over to Fort Recovery, Jay County and Graham. And now here we are with Delphus St. John's tonight. Bobby Leverett is with us, the interim head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And Bobby, a nice win over Graham. They were a pretty decent team, actually. And I really knew nothing about them since we've never played them before. But they certainly gave us all we wanted. And so as you evaluated that game, what do you think?
Well, after evaluating it, we're starting to think that that's probably a pretty good win. Like I told you after the game, that we knew coming in they were going to be very scrappy. And they shot the ball extremely well, better than what we had seen in their scrimmage and then their lone game before us. So we're hoping that's a good win. We'll take it and move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think the key there is the kids didn't fold on you at the end. They hung in there. They did what they had to do to win the game.
Exactly. We knew that was going to be a good warm up for tonight with very similar styles. We're going to, you know, we sat down, looked at it. We're going to try and move forward with a pretty good game plan tonight against Delphus St. John's.
Delphus St. John's Blue Jays, they've been kind of a pain in our butt many times over the years. They usually have a pretty decent boys basketball program. How do you size them up this year?
Well, they're small. They've got a 6'2 kid inside that is just a kind of a garbage man that gets rebounds, sets screens, does all the dirty work, a blue-collar kid. And then they've got five guards that are in that 6-foot range that can all handle it. They can all shoot the ball, so very dangerous if they get hot. Our main concern has been to be able to make sure we keep them in front. So a lot of help and recover drills this week. Make sure we're closing out on shooters, making sure they're uncomfortable. And then what we didn't do against Graham was go get rebounds. So hopefully tonight we'll go get some rebounds.
How do you size your team up after the first three games?
Overall, you know, we're getting better every day. It's been a huge transition with me coming in, trying to implement my stuff compared to what they've been used to with Coach Melton the last 2 years. You know, the end goal is the same. The offense doesn't change. The defense doesn't change. Our philosophy stays the same there, but it's my way of getting there compared to what they're used to with Coach Melton. So they're adapting well. The seniors, I had those guys as freshmen, so that's been a pretty smooth transition. I think we need to get, our effort needs to be a little bit better on defense. Once we get that cleaned up, I think we'll be fine.
And on your behalf, I mean, let's face it, you had no connection with this program before this year. Right. Agreed to come out, help coach this year as an assistant coach. And all of a sudden, here you are being the interim head coach. And like you say, I mean, you really weren't that familiar with what his plan was. So you just can't try to teach something you don't know much about.
Well, no, and that's what I told Coach, you know, after all this went down. I said, you know, Coach, I was with you this summer, but not enough to know the ins and outs of everything. Like you said, we knew what we wanted to do offensively. We knew what we wanted to do defensively. But I wasn't with him enough to know how to teach how he wanted to teach things. So I told him, I said, Coach, if I don't do things that I'm comfortable with, where George is going to be spinning tires. And he said, you know, go do your thing. Go do the stuff that I'm comfortable with. And that's kind of what we've done with Coach Weitzel, and I have kind of implemented our system with the end goal the same as what it would have been with Coach Melton.
Your junior varsity, 3-0 on the year. They're playing pretty well.
Yeah, they've got a solid sophomore class that plays well together. Very unselfish, super smart kids. I think they're all A students, which makes a little bit of a difference. And they just play hard and go out and have fun.
And they're having fun, 3-0 right now, and coming in here to play Delta St. John's tonight. Well, hey, Bobby, thanks for the time, and we wish you the very best.
Hey, thank you much.
Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technologies Seat Lift Chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you in a
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs, with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Junior Varsity won again tonight. They're 4-0 on the year. And Dave, why don't you give us the scoring in that game?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the JV team is looking pretty dang solid. It was a little helter-skelter tonight there towards the tail end of the game. They were getting after it, trying to do a full-court press. And Indians did okay, made a couple free throws down the stretch. And for the Indians, they were led by Riggs Toby. Riggs Toby had 9, and Reese Kuchenbiller had 9. Thanks to Bob Stoglis sending the old stats up here to us. Followed by Wyatt Grover had 7. And then Rex Leverett had 4. Alex Deuce had 3. Ross Pearson had 2. And Caden Greasy had 1. That rounds it out. They won 36-25 to move to 4-0 on the season. And 4, the Delta St. John Blue Jays. I think it was Drew Boggs that led them in scoring, and I think he only had 7 points. Let me check this out here again. 7 points for him, and then also followed by, looks like it was, trying to find his name.
I know we shut him out 7-0.
Colin Feathers. Yeah, Colin Feathers. He had 5 points, respectively, for the Delta St. John Blue Jays. So nice to see our JV team go to 4-0. They work hard, and some pretty good little players coming up here, Rob, and look forward to watching them grow here as a team.
Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Of course, it's Student Appreciation Night, so the students all got in free tonight. Face painting, and you passed on the face painting, though.
Well, they were such a long line.
Yes, indeed.
Such a long line I had to do without tonight. So I saw a lot of war paint here, though. So looks like they're going to turn the lights off on us here tonight. I think I can go over our starting lineup, so I'm pretty sure I know what it is, probably from the past games. I don't think anything's going to change, and if it does, we'll be sure to tell you.
The family dentistry office of Dr. Tom Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's conference game with Delta St. John's. Go get them, Indians, from the family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banda on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda is accepting new patients. He'd love to be your family's dentist. The family dentistry office of Dr. Thomas Banda. Good luck, Indians, says Dr. Tom Banda.
Yeah, so for the Delta St. John Blue Jays, their starting lineup is going to be 5'9", Landon Grothaus. Nolan Schwinnen is a 6-footer. J.J. Boniface, also a 6-footer. Ethan Druckenmiller, is that how they said that?
Drew Camiller.
Drew Camiller, he's 6'2". He's going to be the guy in the middle. And then Landon Elworth, 5'11". So they're not super tall. We definitely have them outsized.
And for the Indians, looks like it's going to be Owen Judy, Cale Rammel, Logan Homan, Landon Post, and Daniel Patch. Top five starters here for the Indians. And I look for us to come out. We have to go inside. We're going to be much bigger than they are. And we'll see once, but we like to go outside too and shoot the old three. So I think they're going to be kind of a run-and-gun team. I'd be shocked if they're not.
Thank our studio producers, Lindsey Green and Sebastian Solis at the radio station tonight, and Mr. Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Look at those little devils running across the floor. Where was they? Oh, they were in the tunnel.
Yeah.
They were in the tunnel. They turned the old lights out on us tonight and got the old smoke machine back out and get the boys fired up. This is the first MAC game. So let's get off to a good start here in the MAC.
Well, let's hope so. We'll see. Coach of the Delta St. John's Blue Jays is Aaron Elwer, and I assume that's his son that's on the team.
Yeah, I would have to think so. And he's been with them now a few years, and he's always got his team well coached, and they'll be prepared here for the Indians. So, you know, like I said, we got them. I mean, I look at our roster, Robin, we're big. I mean, we've got two guys on our varsity that's under 6 foot.
Well, we'll take that. And, of course, Jim Melton's the coach of the Indians with interim coach Bobby Leverett coaching the team tonight as Jim recovers from a health issue. Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the game. Here's Daniel Patch. He'll feed over on the right side to Cale Rammel. Down it goes to Homan. Logan Homan turns, fires, it's blocked. And Delta St. John's comes down with the basketball. Over on the right side is tipped out of bounds. With that nice block was Ethan Drukemiller.
Yeah, he got an arm up there on Logan, and they came out in a man-to-man defense, and we tried to work it down inside, and he held his ground.
Delta St. John's is 1-2, and Fort Recovery is 2-1 on the season. First conference game of the year for us, as you say. Next week we'll be at Parkway. Or here, I'm not sure where it's at, but it's Parkway.
Sure.
And there's a loose ball, and we got a whistle, and
I believe it was kicked, I believe, is what he called it.
Okay. Again, we're coming to you tonight from the Fortside Fieldhouse. If you tuned in for the Jay County game tonight, girls are playing at Adams Central. That's on our other stations at 1440 AM and 105.3 FM. Again, Jay County and Adams Central, 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. Delta St. John Blue Jays with the ball. Out front is J.J. Boniface. He'll stop, pass over on the right side to Landon Grothaus.
That's a name that's been in Delphus forever.
Grothaus gets the pass back. He supposedly is their hot dog player. We'll see. Fort Recovery playing great defense here, not allowing St. John's much of a shot. There's a three-pointer, no good. Rebound chased down by Fort Recovery, I think. Yep.
Yep. Rebound by Owen. Nice job, Owen, chasing that bad boy down.
J.J. Boniface missing that shot a moment ago for the Blue Jays. So Cale Rammel has it over to Judy. Owen dribbling the ball. Daniel Patch on the right side. There's Logan Homan at the lane, and he lost the ball. It's picked up by Daniel Patch. Back outside it goes. Here's a three-point shot by Cale Rammel. It's a little short. No good. As Delta St. John's with the ball here. Welcome to you listening on the radio, FortRecoveryRadio.com, or if you're watching on TV tonight. Glad to have you tuned in. And there's a collision.
Nice steal right there by Landon.
Yeah, Landon Post, and here it is to Owen Judy, and he lays it in. Owen Judy lays it in for the Indians to make the score at 2-0. Indians on top here to start the game. Outside three-point shot is good. Ringing the bell was Nolan Swinnen. Swinnen hits a three. Makes it 3-2 now. Delta St. John's with their first lead of the game. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Landon Post over on the right side to Daniel Patch. He'll drive in the lane. Feeds over to Owen. No, it was to Homan. Now Homan gets it back. Goes inside. Put a little hook shot up. No good. And the foul's going to be called on Logan Homan.
Yeah, that was an aggravation foul right there. I'm pretty sure he wasn't happy when he missed that shot. And now he's going to do a double trouble. And
having fun.
First quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight, as always, Calp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, also Union City and Bern, Indiana. Don't forget Calp Pharmacy. They're open extended hours at their Fort Recovery location during the weeknights to assist you with your shopping needs. Here's a shot up and no good by Delta St. John's on a three, and it's a jump ball. Fort Recovery's K.O. Rammel and also St. John's J.J. Boniface tying each other up there, and it will go to the Blue Jays. Calp Pharmacy has a great weekly prescription program where they'll deliver to you on a weekly basis. Ask them about it. There's a turnaround shot. Good by Delta St. John's. Nolan Swinnen.
Swinnen. All five of them.
Makes it 5-2. Indians trail by three here. Indians having trouble with the offense tonight. Landon Post into Daniel Patch. Now to Troy Homan, who's driving down the lane. He puts it up and in. Man, he is just getting better every game here.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing. Troy comes in, six man off the bench here, and he comes in for Logan, and right off the bat, drives through the hole and gets the pass and lays it in.
So Logan, or I should say Troy Homan, with the first bucket of the game for him. And here's a scramble for a loose ball. It's going to be a jump ball call. Troy's brother, Will, just recently graduated from nursing school at University of St. Francis. And he'll be getting a huge bonus to work at Lutheran Hospital in Fort Wayne.
Valedictorian, Rob.
Valedictorian of the class.
Yeah.
And he's here tonight, by the way, watching his brother play.
Let's think about his mom and dad for a little bit right now. How did he become the valedictorian?
On the left side, Landon Post into Daniel Patch. Back outside the post, he'll fire and miss. Rebound comes down to Delta St. John's. Nolan Swinnen. And he graduated in 3.5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Played football.
And played football. There's a three-point shot up and good by Landon Rothouse. And it's now 8-4. Blue Jays leading by 4 points. Troy Homan with it. He'll bounce pass into Rammel.
Nice
assist from Troy Homan. He found Cale Rammel down along the lane, and Cale made a move to the hoop and puts it in.
Cale had his guy pinned, and Troy found him, and nice left-handed shot.
8-6 on the Calp Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery down by two. Delta St. John's with the ball. Over on the left side, back outside.
Indians playing a good 2-3 zone here tonight. There's a steal right there by Cale.
Cale Rambo with a steal, and he is fouled by Austin Munter, or Munter, it is. It's pronounced Munter. It's a good thing he fouled him because I think he was headed for two.
Big time. He had no help back there, so it was a good foul.
So out of bounds here for the Indians. Cale Rambo will toss it in. Goes into Landon Post, back to Cale Rambo. Cale dribbles the ball, goes left, goes right. Feeds over to Troy Homan. Homan, top of the key. Landon Post just off the left. Here goes to Owen Judy. Judy stops, feeds in the corner. There's Daniel Patch on a three. Doesn't go. He can hit those, but
absolutely,
that one didn't go.
Absolutely.
And Delta St. John's comes down with the rebound. Over on the left side, back outside it goes.
Daniel actually kept us in the game here in the first quarter against Graham. Nailed a couple trays. And
with the ball there, J.J. Boniface around the horn over on the right side. With the ball there, Austin Munter. Outside shot, no good from three-point land. Rebound, Owen Judy on the missed shot by Nolan Swinnen. And Fort Recovery has the ball, and they throw it away. Owen Judy threw it too far to the outside of Troy Homan.
Run the best pass, didn't need to do that. But
so turnover on the Indians.
Second turnover of the game here for the Tribe.
Eight to six. 8-6 score. Delta St. John's leading us by two here in the first quarter. 2:14 to go in the quarter. Here is a pass inside, and they're going to call traveling on Delta St. John's on Landon Rothouse. Again, St. John's coming in 1-2. Indians are 2-1. Indians with wins over South Adams and Graham, losing to Jay County in a close one last Saturday. There's a drive by Cale Rammel, and they're going to call offensive foul on Cale.
Yeah, they did. Call a charge on Cale.
he's been in foul trouble the last couple of games.
Well, he's gotta figure that out. We need that young man in the game. We can't have to have him sitting on the bench with foul troubles, Rob.
Well, that's sure. That is for sure. You're listening to WPGW, AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, FortRecoveryRadio.com. Or if you're watching on TV on the high school network, right side it goes to the Blue Jays. They're going to throw it away. Troy Holman picks it off. Down he comes. He'll fire it up and got it.
Nice job, Troy Holman.
Troy Holman with two baskets here in the first quarter. Makes it 8-8, all tied up. That was a heads-up play there. Here's a shot up, no good by Delta St. John's. Rebound, Troy Holman on the missed shot by Landon Elwer. And here come the Indians. 1:22 remaining here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. A lot of great Christmas gift ideas for those who need handicap items. From Cal Pharmacy, here's Logan Holman, right side to Troy Holman. Troy comes in the lane, feeds over to Landon Post. Landon will go over to Logan Holman. Logan looks inside, dribbles the ball down towards the baseline, feeds into Kale Rammel, who scores. Kale Rammel broke from the defense and was wide open.
That was a great job by Logan. He kind of drove a little bit, brought the defender out, and then popped it right over his head to Kale, and easy bucket.
10-8, Indians take a lead here. And Delphus St. John's with the basketball. The Blue Jays, quite a tradition of athletics at Delphus St. John's for a private school. Right side it goes, down on the baseline, back outside. Into the corner, back out to Landon Grothaus, back over it goes to Austin Munter, down to 7 seconds. They're going to have to do something here with it. On the left it goes, they're going to run out of time. They didn't get it off.
Nope.
They did not get it off.
Coach Elwer not happy about that right there. They had that ball, and they need to get that baby up in the air, and it was definitely red before they shot it.
Yes, absolutely. He's filling Landon Grothaus's ear with some comments right now.
Yeah, he's not happy.
So our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, also in Bern and Union City, Indiana. Again, take advantage of their weekly prescription program. And don't forget that they're open many weeknights until 7 o'clock at the Fort Recovery location. Cal Pharmacy, here to serve you, a Health Mart pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment with the second quarter. Indians lead 10-8 right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Really nice crowd on hand here tonight at Fortside Fieldhouse.
Delphus even brought a pretty good crowd here to drive an hour. Not one free throw in the first quarter, Rob.
Not one.
Nope.
That'll make for a quick night.
Yeah, it was a quick quarter, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Delphus St. John's has the ball to start the second quarter. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. 3-point shots up, no good. Rebound St. John's. Back out to Grothaus. He'll pass over here around to the left. There's a 3-point shot up and no good by J.J. Boniface. Chased down, and who's going to get it?
He just goes out of bounds. It's going to be Fort Recovery ball. Looks like Caleb Evers coming in here. I'm assuming for Logan.
Yeah, Evers, Landon Post is in there. Post gets the pass. Down he comes and lays it in. Oh, he missed the shot. Spoke too soon.
Yeah, he came in there and he tried to lay it in on the left side with his right hand.
That's not what you want to be doing.
No.
Left side, there's a 3-point shot up and no good. Rebound comes down to Delphus St. John's. There's a foul on Owen Judy on the back.
So.
Owen Judy going over the back. And it'll be Delphus St. John's basketball.
Yeah, he didn't get in position there, and cost him.
We're going to do the Ansonia game next Saturday, a week from tomorrow, but the Colts moved their game to Saturday night, so we are going to carry the Colts game instead, so sorry about that. You can hear that game, though, on FortRecoveryRadio.com as St. John's just threw it away, picked up by Owen Judy. Turnover on the Blue Jays. How many turnovers have
they
had?
Five on the Blue Jays here early in the second quarter.
Owen Judy right side on the wing. He'll drive, stops, lost the ball. Picked up by St. John's by Landon Grothaus. Grothaus comes down, feeds off, shots up, and it is no good. But a foul's called on Fort Recovery. I think it's on Cale. I hope not.
I don't know what they're going to call there. I don't know who they're calling their foul on.
They called that one. No, wasn't on Cale. It was on Evers. Caleb Evers.
Yep.
Here's a free throw up and no good by St. John's. Landon Elwer, son of the head coach. Back up and it is good. It's one of two. Make it 10-9. What's the hang up here? Something with Cale?
I think he's wiping the ball down.
Oh, okay. The ball.
Ball was a little sweaty.
The ball was a little sweaty. Cale will lob it in to Caleb Evers. Evers back to Cale Rammel. Rammel will bring it up. Works up against the Landon Elwer. He'll pass on the left to Owen Judy. Judy dribbling the basketball right hand. Over it goes Troy Holman, top of the key. Left to Landon Post. Post will lob it inside to Cale Rammel. He's there. Wow. He scores. Oh, it doesn't go in, but he got the tip in. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. So Cale Rammel gets the luck shot there.
Got the rebound and the points.
We will take it. And he got the offensive rebound. It squirted out of his hands into the basket, and he was fouled. And here's the free throw good. So big three-point play for Cale, and that expands the lead to 13-9. Indians lead by four over the Blue Jays of Delphus St. John's. To the right side it goes. There's a shot up and no good by Grothaus. Rebound comes down. Caleb Evers has it. And Fort Recovery calls timeout to keep possession of the basketball. Yep. Timeout Indians. Indians lead 13-9.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
And Connor is sitting right over there on the first row of the bleachers with a little Rammel in his hands.
Yeah, Connor and Leah's got, I think, two babies. Maybe one of them.
Yeah, I think two. I think they've got two.
Yeah.
That one's pretty little there. Pretty young.
Connor is awesome for the Village of Fort Recovery.
Oh, he is. Yeah, he was that way in high school. Did a lot of things for the school, and doing a lot of things for the community.
Driving bus now, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he told me that the other day. I talked to him, and he said he was taking off. He had to go drive a bus.
Riley Heiser's in the game right now for the Indians. He came in. Owen Judy with the ball over to Daniel Patch. Patch on the right side to Cale Rammel. Rammel back to Landon Post on the outside. There's Daniel Patch with the ball, and there's a foul called on...
I believe on number 20.
Yeah, Landon Elwer.
Yep, number 20.
Elwer gets called for the foul.
His second.
Here comes Landon Post to toss the ball in. Gets it into Daniel Patch. And stolen away from Daniels. He tried to pass it back outside by Grothaus. Grothaus comes down, misses the shot. And there's a foul called on Daniel Patch, but he saved the basket. That would have been a for sure shot almost had Daniel stayed away. Nolan Swinnen was fouled, and he'll be at the free throw line for two shots.
It just about went in after the foul.
Up and good on the first one by Swinnen to cut the lead to 13-10. Port Recovery leading by three. One more free throw for Delta St. John's. It's up and it is good. 13-11. They said they put up new bleachers up there at St. John's on the on the home side or on the scorekeeper side. That's what they say. I'll have to see that someday.
Old wooden ones.
Inside it goes to Cale Rammel. Back to Landon Post in the right corner. There's Cale Rammel. He'll come into the lane. Feeds off to Riley Heiser. He's open. Misses. Rebound Cale Rammel. Goes back up and he scores. They can't match up with him.
No.
They cannot match up with Cale Rammel. 15-11.
Give him nine for the night.
Port Recovery.
Especially
up.
When he's using that left hand, they can't guard that.
Port Recovery up by 4 points. St. John's with the ball. There is Austin Munter with it over to Grothaus. Grothaus dribbling. Oh, nice.
Give and go there.
Yeah, nice screen. And the shot's no good by Aaron Munter.
And there's a foul on Owen, his second foul. Owen fouled out of the game against Jay County last Saturday night also. We got to keep both those guys on the floor.
Aaron Munter and Austin Munter are brothers. Aaron's the giant, though. He's only a sophomore. He's 6'2", one of their bigger players. And he misses the free throw. Wears number 33 on his uniform, and Cale Rammel will go out, and Logan Homan will come in. Doggone it. Hate that for Cale. Just, yeah. when he gets to go and start get going and has to come out of the game. Free throw's no good. Rebound Logan Homan. Over to Landon Post, and Landon will bring it up across the timeline. Wears number zero on his uniform. Left side to Daniel Patch. Back out front to Riley Heiser. Heiser dribbles, passes to Landon Post on the left.
Landon can't be afraid to fire that shot up. They're giving him some open looks.
Here's Logan Homan down the lane. Feeds in the corner to Owen Judy. Fires a three, and he got it. Owen Judy, always such a sweet shot.
Yeah, that is a pretty shot when he gets that shot like that.
18-11 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard, and there's a shot up and in by St. John's, and a foul on, that's going to be called on Landon Post. Number one on Landon.
They're going to be in the bonus now the rest of this half. They make their free throws, that's going to keep them in the game. Indians up seven.
Owen Judy will go out of the game. And Cale Rammel comes back in. Kind of surprised. Troy Homan comes in for Landon Post. Landon doesn't know who he has to guard. Or I should say, Troy Homan doesn't know who he has to guard. Free throw's good there to make it 18-14. Back to a four-point game. Daniel Patch right side to Riley Heiser. Heiser back to Troy Homan, right side to Daniel Patch. Logan Homan back to Patch on the left to Troy Homan. Troy feeds back out to Daniel Patch. Daniel about 6'7 or so. And the ball's loose. Logan Homan lost it, picked up by St. John's. Down they come with the basketball. Back outside, Grothaus three, he missed it. Rebound. Foul's going to be called on St. John's. They're going to whistle J.J. Boniface with the foul, I believe. Yep. Here comes Caleb Evers in the lineup, and going to the bench will be Logan Homan. And his lead here, 18-14. Cale Rammel in the lineup, playing with two fouls. Daniel Patch on the left side.
That's got to be a foul.
And there is a foul. No, no foul.
No foul on that call, and it's turnover Indian.
Say Cale Rammel lost it out of bounds.
Well, I'd say he took a pretty good hit there, if you want to ask me. But one of those plays. Ref's always right, Russ.
3:10 left to go on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. They're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Always proud to sponsor Indian basketball. St. John's works the ball around the perimeter. Fort Recovery 2-3 zone defense going here. Right side three-point shot is good. Nolan Swinnen hits a three, and that brings him back to within 1 point.
Give him 10 points on the night.
18-17. Indians by one with the ball. Landon Post has it stripped away. They can go ahead now. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Landon Post as St. John's missed an easy layup.
Yeah, that was an easy deuce.
Troy Holman with the ball. He'll dribble out front. On the right side it goes to Landon Post. Daniel Patch down to Kale Rammel. Rammel back outside to Caleb Evers on the left side to Landon Post. Here's Kale Rammel, drives the lane. He's going to be called for a foul.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
He did. He put his shoulder into him, Rob.
I saw that coming. You know what? That's number three.
Yes, sir. And that'll be the rest of his half. He'll be on the bench.
I believe it's number three on him, unless we were wrong.
I think.
Now they say only two, so we must have been wrong there.
Yeah. Well, I think we gave him one time and thought we gave him one, and it wasn't on him.
So Kale with only two now, which is good news for us. There's a shot missed by Roadhouse. Or no, that was Swinnen. The kid had been scoring all the points. He missed it. And Fort Recovery gets the rebound. Here's Troy Holman with the basketball. Left side it goes to Kale Rammel down the lane. Stops, pops, and misses. And ball goes out of bounds. Going to be given to who?
Stays with White.
Fort Recovery.
Yeah, Kale's got to watch here. He about had his third foul.
Yes.
Reaching over.
Yes, he did. Fort Recovery leading 18-17 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Lobs into Kale Rammel. Kale looks for the hole. Now feeds over to Troy Holman. Holman goes down the lane.
Travel.
And he gets called for travel. Yeah,
he did. He wanted to get rid of that ball and just took an extra step.
So Troy Holman picks up a traveling call. And the Blue Jays can go back in the lead here as they trail by one, 18-17. Both teams have led here in the first half of play. A minute 20 to go in the first half. Down along the baseline. With the ball there was J.J. Boniface. He feeds over to Grothaus on the right side. He hits a three. Grothaus gets a three to put the St. John's Blue Jays up by two at 20-18.
Well, this has been the Swinnen and Grothaus show.
I think it was 18-13 at one time. They've scored seven in a row. Troy Holman on the left, down to Kale Rammel. Back out to Troy. Troy feeds to Daniel Patch, now to Landon Post. 38 seconds left to go. Inside to Daniel Patch. Tries to knock it off of one of the Blue Jays, and Delphus St. John's comes up with the ball. They're going to play for one shot.
Smart play. They got the lead.
20-18. Blue Jays on top here by two. Got ourselves a typical MAC conference matchup going on here.
Yeah, Indians got to get tighter with that ball. I think I got them now for 9 turnovers here in the first half. That's more than we want for the game.
Right side to Grothaus. He'll fire and miss. Rebound off of Daniel Patch, and that's the end of the half. Comes to a close with Fort Recovery trailing the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays by two at 20-18. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. See Art's Way portable grinder mixers at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, the feed industry's gold standard from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. That's Art's Way. And, of course, don't forget they're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. We've got outstanding service for your farm machinery as well, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you. The Indians trail by two, 20-18, right after we pause for this.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hard-working, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, is Mr. Wayne Oil here tonight? I don't know that I see him over there.
Ivan? No, Ivan's got to be. Yep, he's up there in the red coat.
Okay. Just want to check on him, make sure he's here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the score 20-18. Indians down by 2 points as St. John scored the last 7 points of the quarter to take the two-point lead, and Dave Kalp's here with all the stats. Dave?
Well, like you said, the Indians fall behind here by 2 points going into the third quarter. We're down 20-18. They led after the first quarter 10-8, and then we only score 8 points in the second quarter. They scored 12. For the Indians, they're led in scoring by Cale Rammel, followed by Owen Judy. Cale's got 9, Owen's got 5, Troy Homan with 4, and that's your 18 points. For Delta St. John's, they're led by 2 guys, Nolan Schwinnen. He's got 13. Landon Grothaus, he's got 6. Aaron Munter's got 1. And that's your 20 points for the Delta St. John Blue Jays. For the Indians, we got to hang on to that ball. We got 9 turnovers in the first half compared to their 5. We only shot 1 free throw. We're 1-for-1. Cale Rammel made his shot. And for Delphus, free throws are making the difference. They're 5-of-7 from the free throw line. Rebounding, we got them by 1 here in the first half. And, you know, they're hitting the boards hard, and we should out-rebound these guys, Rob. We're a much bigger team than they are. We should be getting we should definitely lead that rebounding category and not leading the turnover category. And those are the two things I think Coach Leverett's going to work on here at halftime and say, look, boys, we got to hang on to that ball. Now, give the credit to the Delta St. John's defense, because they are playing a pretty stingy man-to-man defense, Rob.
Yes, they are. It's been tough to again make connections here. So,
yeah, I just think that we'll come out, and I don't think we're going to press. I think we'll stick with our game plan here, and obviously, we got to keep Cale and Owen out of foul trouble.
That is for sure. We'll be back to talk about the junior varsity win tonight. They go to 4-0 on the year for the JV team, and we'll do that right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you are faced with a choice, choose Kopp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, the score is 2018. The Delphus Blue Jays leading Fort Recovery here at halftime in the varsity game. In the JV game, Mr. Dave, tell us about it.
Yeah, the Indians moved to 4-0, Rob. And like we talked earlier in the pregame, it's nice to see those young guys come out, bust their butt, and keep their record unblemished. They go to 4-0 with a 36-25 victory over the Blue Jays. They were led in scoring by Reese Guckenbiller and Riggs Toby. Both had 9 points. Followed by Wyatt Grover. He had 7. And then, let's see, Rex Leverett had 4. Alex Deuce had 3. Ross Pearson had 2. And Caden Greasy had 1 for the Fort Recovery Indians. For the Delta St. John Blue Jays, they were led in scoring by Drew Boggs. He had 7. And Colin Feathers had 5. So they were the leading scorers for the Delta St. John boys. And I don't know, we don't know what their record was. We know that the varsity's 1-2. So
they were also 1-2.
They were also 1-2, so they fall to 1-3.
Yep.
I like to see the JVs. They go out and they work hard. We've got some pretty good talent there on that JV team. And we've got some size there, too. Future looks bright.
It does indeed. Hey, coming up this week, I think, is the big Christmas program on FortRecoveryRadio.com, I believe, on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I had to itch my ear.
The Christmas show for FortRecoveryRadio.com.
Oh, yeah. Wednesday night is the gala, and they're starting to announce some of the families that they're going to give their money to this year, and much deserving. So I look forward to doing that. I'll be on there. I don't know what time they're going to start it. I think usually around 7 or so. I know I got to be up there about the beginning and go up there, and I think I start the kitty a little bit. So throw a little money in the pot, and, it's been amazing.
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars. I think I saw Neil had something. And I don't know what year this is, but I know they're over $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's a sign that our community is just giving, and it's awesome to be part of. It really is.
Kind of like the whoa penny pinch used to be years ago, and they still have that, but it's not what it used to be. But, raises a lot of money for a great cause, and in this case, helps several families in need here at Christmas time in the Fort Recovery area.
Yeah, I don't know all of them, and I can't remember the families that they're giving them to, but I obviously, when I read it, I well deserving, and I know one of them is Rich Emery, and I think Rich was in a bad kind of an explosion there at his house, and he was working on something obviously with propane, and he's lucky to be with us, and
he is.
Fort Recovery Radio is going to help him and help with their medical bills and things like that, and it's just great to donate to situations like that, because you never know it can be you the next year,
absolutely.
What's neat about it is that they've been doing it long enough, but I've seen some of the families that they donated to early on, how they have come back and given a lot back. So it meant a lot to them at the time and helped them get through a lot of things. And I look forward to it Wednesday night, and I think the whole community does.
Absolutely. Yellow Rich was working on a propane heater in his basement, and it blew up on him. He was the only one home. He couldn't find his cell phone after the thing blew up, so he was all cut up. He got in his car and drove into Portland to try to get to the hospital.
Unbelievable. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, I'm just glad he's around so I can torment him a little more. I always pick on him.
And here's Delta St. John stealing the inbounds pass, and what a score that was by Roadhouse.
First possession, we get the ball, and we turn it over right off the bat.
So. What a move by Grothaus. Took that up over his head. Here is Troy Holman going to the hole. He missed that shot. Rebound comes to St. John's. And the Indians now trail by 22-18 here in the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. Here's Grothaus on a three. He missed it. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Troy Holman. Holman brings it down. Dribbling out front. Looking for a teammate. Goes to Daniel Patch at the top of the key. Back out to Landon Post. Here's Owen Judy. Judy now feeds on the left to Daniel Patch. There's Troy Holman on the left wing. He'll feed down to Cale Rammel. Back to Holman. Underneath. Goes in the corner. Post. Firing. Hitting.
Attaboy, Landon. That's what I want to see.
Landon Post drains a three from the right corner.
Talked about him in the first half saying, man, he's got to take those shots and build his confidence. So that's going to help us right there, Landon making that tray.
And broke a nine-point streak by St. John's. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound, Daniel Patch. I think that was Grothaus who missed that one. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. Troy Holman with the ball out front. He'll dribble around. Daniel Patch goes to the hole. Passes in the corner to Post.
Same
again.
Shot.
And this time it's no good by Landon Post. In and out. Rebound comes to St. John's. 22-21. Indians down by one. Daniel Patch looks like he blocked the shot there. But St. John's came out with the ball. Back on the outside. Here's a drive. Now a pass on the left wing. Wide open. And a three-point shot by J.J. Boniface.
His first 3 points of the game.
Boniface makes it 25-21. Indians down by four with the basketball here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Cale Rammel back out to Daniel Patch. Back to Rammel. Rammel dribbling in the lane. Scoops it up.
Oh, nice move.
Beautiful move by Cale Rammel.
Nice scoop left hand. Cale Rammel. Give him 11.
25-23. Indians back to within two here in the Cooper Farms. What do we got? A problem with Daniel Patch? Must have some blood on him?
No.
A cut? I think that's what maybe is going on. Cut on his finger or something? Or?
I don't know. And then they were looking Troy over, too. Thought maybe he had some blood. Looks like number 15 might be bleeding.
Well, he's got, I see Daniel Patch has blood on his uniform on the back side there. I don't know where it came from, though.
All those things to watch, and then they got to look for that, too.
25-23, St. John's with the basketball. Out front with it is Landon Elwer. He'll pass back outside. Here's J.J. Boniface with it. Over goes to Nolan Swinnen. Here's a drive and back outside and intercepted by Landon Post. Post with the basketball. Oh, offensive. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe they gave us the benefit of the doubt on that one, but we'll take it. They called the foul on Delphus St. John's instead of Post. And there's some perspiration now that needs to be cleaned up or whatever. We'll be back in just a moment.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Well, Cale Rammel just hits one from the left side for the Indians to make the score 25-25. That ties up the game after they cleaned up the floor there.
Get it, Troy.
And the ball is knocked off of Troy Holman.
Yeah, I don't think he... Troy was playing some great defense there, and I thought he was going to try to go for it. I thought it went off of him, but I wasn't sure.
I'll tell you, Troy has 100% all the time. Here is St. John's in the lane. Up no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Kale Rammel, as Landon Elwer missing that shot for the Blue Jays. Here's Troy Homan back outside to Kale Rammel. Rammel on the left to Owen Judy. Judy looks for a teammate, dribbles the ball now. He's off to Troy Homan. Homan stops, spins around, gives it back to Owen Judy. Judy down the lane, pops the shot, got it. Owen Judy, a five-footer right in front of the basket to make it 27-25, and the Indians get the lead back after trailing. Port Recovery with the lead by 2 points here now in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Blue Jays with the ball, right side it goes. There's Grothaus. Grothaus looking, wants to take the shot. Now he decides to drive. He just throws it up. They're going to call an offensive foul on Grothaus.
There's a no-doubter. He kind of came in there out of control and just kind of spun around, and great defense by the Indians.
Logan Homan drew the foul. And our third quarter is being brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Don't forget about their outstanding program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Also in nearby St. Henry and several other locations as well. Now what's the problem?
Well, we still got more sweat on the floor. And
now we're going to try to clean that up.
Craig Evers coming out. Craig Evers coming off the old, out of the old stand. And he said, I got this, boys. They're going to torment him for a while, I can tell you that.
He says, where's the applause for me?
Yeah, I think they were giving it to him.
Here's Judy trying to pass down to Homan. He got the ball and no good. Rebound comes down to St. John's. Nice move by Troy, but it just wouldn't quite go for him.
He made a great catch on that ball, too.
Here's a drive to the hoop, and Homan's going to be called for a foul as he bumped up against Nolan Swinnen.
Yeah, Troy makes that layup down there, that shot. And that would have been a big shot for him. Dang near did.
Troy comes out of the game, and Riley Heiser goes back in for the Indians. Here's a shot in the lane, good by Nolan Swinnen.
Give him 15 now.
He's their leading scorer. I'm not so sure he has been their leading scorer, but he is tonight. Landon Post drives and fires and hits. And they call a foul on St. John's.
That was an athletic move right there, bud.
Landon Post scores on the play.
Indians go to the line for only the second time in this ballgame.
Wow. 29-27. Fort Recovery leads by two and now by three. Landon Post hits the three-point play, hits the free throw to make it 30-27 now. Indians up by three here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Coming to you tonight from Fort Recovery, Ohio, the Fortside Fieldhouse. On the left side with the ball there is Austin Munter. Around the horn on the right, there's a shot fired up. Oh, beautiful three-point basket by Nolan Swinnen, and he is on fire tonight.
Yeah, he's feeling it. That's 18 now for that young man.
Tied up at 30-30 now. Daniel Patch to Logan Homan. Back outside to Riley Heiser. Here's Owen Judy. Judy will bounce into Daniel Patch, and they're going to call a foul on St. John's. Out of bounds underneath. I think that was... I think that was on Aaron Munter. Yes, Aaron Munter got called for that foul. Into Daniel Patch. Patch dribbling the ball. Hook shot. Great move to the hoop. Daniel Patch puts it in.
Yeah,
little spin move right
there,
in front of the basket.
Nice little baby hook. Unguardable.
32-30. Indians have taken the lead back again. Stolen by Logan Homan. Here he comes. He's going to lay it in. Yep.
Oh boy, Logan. Logan's first 2 points.
Logan Homan lays it in to give the Indians a four-point lead. 34-30, St. John's calls timeout. We'll be back right after this in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here again at the Portside Fieldhouse, Rob Weaver along with Dave Couch. Again, our studio producers back at the radio station, Lindsey Green and also Sebastian Solis tonight.
So what are they doing back at the station? What are they doing right now?
They just want to make sure that we're on the air.
Is that right?
If there's a problem, they'll take care of it. Perfect. And then, of course, Neil Spencer, FortRecoveryRadio.com here at the game site.
Spencer's on his fourth bag of popcorn. He's not doing anything. Computer's all shut down over here. He's got it made.
34-30. Blue Jays with the ball, and there's the ball kicked.
Indians with a little three-quarter pressure, half-court pressure here.
Yeah, got a trap
yeah,
going.
I like it. Where'd that come from? A little pressure on these boys one time.
Change it up. St. John's gets the ball inbounds. Grothaus with it across the timeline. Feeds down on the left wing. Down to the corner. Double team there. Gets it away. Swinnen with the ball. Back outside to Grothaus. Back to Swinnen on the left. He'll drive around Cale Rammel, and now he passes in the corner.
You know he wants to shoot.
Swinnen gets it back. Now he drives in the lane. Little floater is no good. And a rebound by Owen Judy. And he is fouled on the play. And I think it's going to be 1-1. Nope, not 1-1.
Getting closer. We only have one team foul this half. Complete swap from the first half.
Cale Rammel to Owen Judy. Fort Recovery leads 34-30 into Daniel Patch. He'll go to the hole, and he misses the basket. But he's going to be fouled on the play by Austin Munter as he just out-muscled him.
Yeah, big time right there. He's got no chance of guarding him. He's at 5'11", and Daniel Patch is at 6'7". So he's got to foul him. We're just happy he didn't make the shot.
And Daniel hits the free throw. Like to see Daniel at the line because he's a pretty good free thrower.
You betcha.
35-30 now.
I'm not going to say what the Indians are shooting on free throws until after this shot.
Bounces the ball, puts it up, and got it again.
Make it 100%.
Not many, though, but yep. When we've been there, we've hit them.
Yep, 4-4.
36-30. Fort Recovery leads by 6 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter, and Blue Jays with the basketball. Over on the left side it goes to J.J. Boniface. He dribbles. He's tied up as Logan Holman almost stole it away, but he managed to save it. Right side, Blue Jays. Here is Grothaus missing the shot as he curled around and tried to lay it in and didn't get it to go.
Yeah, you can give that rebound to Daniel Patch on that. He tipped it right over the top to Owen, way to be looking out.
Owen trying to drive in. He lost the ball, and they're just going to say he lost it out of bounds. Blue Jays with the basketball.
Owen's second turnover of the night. Indians are doing better on the turnover here than so far in the second half.
Nice crowd on hand here tonight at the Portside Fieldhouse. Indians will not have a game tomorrow. I'll be going down to Newcastle, Indiana, as Shea County plays in one of the world's largest high school gyms.
Well, I wish them luck. They really play hard, and they're 4-0 too now, right?
Yep, 4-0. Outside shot is no good. Rebound comes down to... Going to call a foul on Cale Rammel.
Foul on Cale, yep. Hustling to get the board, and he gets called for the foul, and now we're going to take him out. Probably take him out, obviously, for the rest of this quarter. Troy coming in for him.
That's his third personal foul. Troy Holman at the in the lineup now, as you said.
Just a reminder, for your corn marketing needs, call Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, and they'll be happy to talk to you about marketing your corn. 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161.
Oh, again, bringing us some pizza, right?
There's a shot from outside. No good. Rebound comes down to Landon Post, as missing the shot was J.J. Boniface. Here is Troy Homan at the other end. He'll feed off to Logan Homan. Logan dribbling. Has the ball knocked away and stolen by St. John's. Bringing it up the court is Grothaus. All the way down. Scoops it up and missed it. And a foul's going to be called on Daniel Patch.
Yeah, he's trying to take the game over here a little bit, driving to the hole, and his last two shots have been pretty out of control, but he's been getting lucky.
36-30 the score on the Cooper Farms third quarter scoreboard. Indians on top with 23 seconds to go here in the quarter. I don't know. Hopefully there's nothing to do with the rain that's outside.
No, he fell there.
Okay, we got Troy Homan, Daniel Patch, Owen Judy, Logan Homan, and Landon Post in the game. And the free throw is no good by Grothaus. I bet you he doesn't miss a whole lot of
it. I was going to say the same thing.
Grothaus missing that one. Landon Grothaus.
Got 8 points so far in the game.
Dribbles the basketball, lets it fly, and he got that one. Now it's 36-31. Indians by five. Owen Judy, St. John's pressing full court, but the Indians get it across okay. Over to Troy Homan at between the circles here. On the left side it goes to Riley Heiser. Heiser feeds to Owen Judy, cutting across the top of the key. Fires the three, it's no good. Rebound comes down, knocked away from Daniel Patch. Here's a shot by Delphus St. John's at the horn, it's no good. And the quarter comes to a close. Indians regain the lead here. They came in trailing by two. They lead by five, 36-31 over the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our quarter sponsor. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Dave and I will be back with the fourth and final quarter coming up in just a moment.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Okay, next week the conference game is Parkway. And then they'll play at Ansonia on Saturday night. Sorry about that.
That's all right. The Panthers are one of those teams that have been really solid here in the last couple of years. They graduated a bunch of seniors, and I don't know what they're going to have this year, and I don't even know if...
I think Coach Hughes gave up the job, too, I think, Rob.
Did he?
I think so. I think I heard that, so... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he did.
You probably knew the Dirksen boy for Jay County is a Ben.
Yes, I did.
Left side shots up and no good. Rebound comes down, and we got a missing. That was Grothaus. We got a foul called on Fort Recovery, I believe.
Daniel Patch. Well, Grothaus made that shot, and we didn't box him out. And he's a wise little player. Went in and got his own rebound. And that can't happen.
Caleb Evers was in there for a little bit. He goes out, and Rammel comes back in. 7.5 minutes to go in the game, and Indians lead 36-31. Grothaus on the left side looking around. Passing out top to Swinnen. Now to Grothaus on the left. Back to Swinnen. We've kept Swinnen out of the scoring column here.
I was just
going to
say the same thing, Rob. we've done something a little different here. He's not getting his shots like he was earlier, so thank goodness.
Well, the nice, beautiful pass inside to Ethan Drukmiller. Drukmiller makes it 36-33.
His bucket, first bucket of the night. That was a great pass by Grahaus.
Yep. Underneath, there's Owen Judy, no good on the in close shot. Rebound comes to St. John's. Swinnen back outside to Grothaus. He'll fire a three and got it. And it's now a 36-36 tie game.
Man, we just can't get one of those where we don't have to bear down here in the end.
I tell you, everyone's been down to the wire
great,
almost.
Great games, yeah.
South Adams wasn't, but
that's true.
Other than that, inside to Kale Rammel. Rammel underneath, stops, spins, hooks it up, no good. Rebound comes to St. John's. As Swinnen, Nolan Swinnen, got the rebound.
His sixth rebound of the night.
Out top on the left side it goes to Grothaus. He'll drive in and lay it up. Reverse layups, no good. Rebound, Kale Rammel. Rammel will bring it down. There's Owen Judy with the ball. Goes to the hole and he scores.
Wow, that was really a nice way to take it to the hole there. He took it hard and give him 9 points for the game.
Give Kale Rammel the assist on the play.
And give the Indians a two-point lead.
38-36 now the score. Indians on top here in this crucial fourth quarter. Out front with the ball. Back outside it goes. On the right to Swinnen. Swinnen dribbling. Now feeding over here on the left to J.J. Boniface. Back out to Swinnen. There's Grothaus between the circles. Backs up in the center circle now. He's on the left side to Landon Elwer. Elwer dribbles and that ball's tipped away by Fort Recovery. It'll be Blue Jays ball on the sideline right in front of the Blue Jays bench.
Indians went to a man-to-man on that possession. And to be honest, Kale Rammel looks a little winded out there. He looks tired.
He does.
He's been working hard.
He has been working hard. 38-36, Indians on top by two. Timeout, Delphi St. John's. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, toys, and more. Melissa and Doug Toys. Kalp Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-aged children. We can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. And Melissa and Doug Toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana have for this Christmas. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We got a two-point game, 38-36.
Not real comfortable yet.
Nope. 5 minutes and 17 seconds to go in this game. Anybody's contest, that's for sure.
Big time.
St. John's came to play, and they usually do.
Absolutely. We knew it coming in, and Bob LeBrand, you know, said in the pregame, he said, we expect another war here tonight. So we just got to hang on here to the tail end.
St. John's will put it in play. Out front with it is Landon Elwer. Elwer drives to the right, feeds to Grothaus on the wing. Back outside to Swinnen. Now to Elwer. He'll drive in, lays it up, and scores. And he's fouled in the act of shooting. The coach's son, Landon Elwer, ties the game at 38-38.
His first bucket of the night came at a great time for him.
He'll be at the line, possibly to send the Blue Jays back in front. Both teams have led at times here tonight. It's up and it is good.
Wow, nothing to net there.
Wouldn't you kind of expect that from a coach's son? Here comes Fort Recovery, down by one. Troy Homan, right side it goes to Owen Judy. Now it's to Kale Rammel. Kale back outside. Logan Homan to Troy Homan on the left to Landon Post. Post on the wing, goes in the corner to Owen Judy. Judy brings it back out to Troy Homan. Homan between the circles, dribbling the ball. feeds to Owen Judy, right side. Yeah. There's going to be an offensive foul on Owen Judy, as they say he ran into Grothaus.
Yeah, he sure did. He come around the corner there. Troy set a nice pick for him, and he spun around, and the guy was sitting there waiting on him.
So on Owen, that is number three.
We need to have some kids work these. Whatever, sweat wipers.
Yeah, so got more perspiration on the floor that they're cleaning up here.
Well, we got the players out there doing it. Players and fans.
In that case, it was Delphus St. John's.
I know. Grothaus out there is wiping up his own sweat.
Grothaus with the ball on the right side. It goes to Landon Elwer. Now there's Swinnen with the ball. Nolan Swinnen. He's been their leading scorer tonight with 18 points.
He's had 18 for a while, so let's keep it that way.
Left side underneath. Grothaus back outside. His three-point shot is good by J.J. Boniface from the top of the key. And that gives the Blue Jays a four-point lead at 42-38. Owen Judy with the ball on the left side to Troy Holman. Indians need a basket here where
yeah,
you
they
can't get too far away here.
I agree. This is a big possession here for the Indians.
Owen Judy out front. St. John's leading here. There's Judy. And Indians turn it over. Judy tried to pass off to Troy Holman. Holman had gone by, and nobody was there to get the ball. Except St. John's. 42-38, St. John's by four with the ball. There's Elwer. He puts it up and no good.
That's going to be a charge, too. Go back the other way.
Really?
Yeah, I think that Owen got down there, got in position, and he took the charge that time. So, payback.
Timeout, Port Recovery Indians. Indians have the ball. 3:10 to go in the game here. We trail by four, 42-38. We'll be back in just a moment.
With competitive pay, where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Make your own schedule. We're now offering flexible schedule part-time positions. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
42-38 is the score. The Indians are down by 4 points here. Come on, guys. We need to get going in this one.
Yeah, we're running out of seconds on the old clock.
That is for sure. And St. John's picking us up in the backcourt. Not a tremendously intense press. Owen Judy, right side. Back out it goes to Logan Holman. There's Troy Holman. Left corner, shots fired up by Owen Judy. He can't get it to go down. Rebound comes to St. John's. They have the basketball and the four-point lead with 2:45 to go in the game. Boy, we needed that basket badly.
Well, we definitely needed something there, and now with a four-point lead, they might be pretty patient.
St. John's with the basketball. Swinnen on the right side it goes to J.J. Boniface. Boniface top of the key. Passes on the left to Grothaus. He'll fire and miss way off. Wow, that hit the side of the bank.
Yeah, we'll take that one. They can shoot that one all day long. Rebound comes to Logan Holman.
Very uncharacteristic of him. Here is Cale Rammel underneath. Now feeds over in the corner. Now down to Logan Holman. Back to Landon Post. Back around the horn to Owen Judy out top. Judy dribbles to the left wing. Back out to Landon Post. Down to a minute 58. Come on, guys. We're down by 4 points. Cross-court pass over to Logan Homan in the corner. There's Post.
Landon.
He can't get it to go down. Rebound chased down by Landon Post to Judy. Judy goes to Kale Rammel. Rammel on the left baseline. Back out to Judy. Judy pops the shot, and it's short. No good. Rebound. St. John's, and things are looking pretty poorly here for the Indians.
Now we're trailing down a minute and a half, down four.
Trailing by four. Only a minute and a half to go. It's still possible. Going to have to put some pressure on the Blue Jays here.
Well, our next foul, there it is. I was going to say, we got a foul pretty shortly here. We're down four. We need a couple possessions, and Logan goes in and makes the foul.
Logan Homan called for the foul.
They hit their free throws.
1-1 here for Landon Elworthy, son of the coach. Aaron Elwer puts it up, and it is good. It's a 5-point game now. Well, Indians are not wanting this tonight, that's for sure.
No.
Not over yet, but boy, it's not looking good. Minute 20 to go in the game. This is good again.
That young man's got a pretty good little free throw shot.
6-point game. Fort Recovery Indians trailing, and timeout is called by Bobby Leverett.
We need a score on this possession, no doubt about it.
1:14 left to go. Indians with their backs to the door. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Kyle Andrews of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology Sleep Lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And we offer the best guarantee in the business. Let our experienced customer service specialist help you choose a perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off State Route 49. Health Mart, caring for you in about
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs, with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery Indians. Tough task ahead here. They trail by 6 points now with a minute 14 to go. We do have the basketball. So yep. a three-point shot here will look awful good.
You bet you would. I think we're going to try to get the ball to Kale here one time and try to get an easy bucket. I don't think they want to foul us in the attempt to shoot. So I think we can get a quick bucket here and foul them quick again. But we don't want to foul the Elwer kid.
Kale Rammel is leading us in scoring with 13 points. Owen Judy has 9. Oh, we're still cleaning up the floor.
Now we got coaches out there wiping up sweat.
And Holly Gann down. She's down at the other end, working on the other end. Landon Post will toss it in here for the Indians. St. John's just playing back here, letting us put the ball in play. Comes into Troy Homan, now to Owen Judy. Judy tried to get it to Kale Rammel, now to Landon Post. Troy Homan on the left. He'll drive in, puts the shot up, missed it. Rebound comes down to St. John's.
Trouble, buddy. We got trouble.
Real trouble, and there's a foul called on Kale Rammel. Number 4, I think, on Kale.
Well, and that's what Kale was wanting. He was wanting Landon to foul, and he's like, dude, I can't foul here. I don't have any to give.
Don't have any to give now with 4. Well, Grothaus will go to the free throw line. Puts it up, and it is good. Well, it's not looking good.
Now we're down 7 with 54 seconds to go.
I've seen these leads disappear before, but now it's an 8-point game. 46-38 as Grothaus hits both free throws. Indians need to shoot the ball and score.
Yeah,
Oh, the ball's knocked away, but picked up by Cale Rammel. Now a foul's going to be called on Grothouse. That'll be free throws for Cale Rammel. So that'll allow us to cut the lead to six with the clock stopped.
What is going on? Now we're wiping the ball down again.
I don't know. It just seems kind of strange, all the moisture we had here. Okay, Cale Rammel at the line. Come on, Cale. Number 22. Put it in there, boy. And he does. This will cut the lead to six with 44 seconds left. There's still time.
Man.
Still time. Here's another one for Cale Rammel. Bounces the ball, lets it fly. It's good again. Timeout's called by Bobby Leverett. 46-40, Indians down by six with 44 seconds to go in the game. We shall return in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Once again, Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp from the Portside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have MAC conference basketball tonight. The Indians on the ropes in their first conference game of the year.
Yeah, it's not looking good here. Looks like we could go to 0-1 here in the MAC play. Not exactly what we had in mind, especially at home. And, you know, against the scrappy Delta St. John's team that we are much bigger than. And hats off to them. They're playing good.
46-40. St. John's in the lead with 44 seconds to go in the game. And tossing the ball in here will be Austin Munter. Or no, I'm sorry, J.J. Boniface. J.J. Boniface will put it in play. Oh, and they call a foul before the ball even comes in.
Yeah, Troy was hanging on to his guy, and kind of exactly what we wanted. We wanted to get a quick foul, I guess, if we couldn't get to steal the inbounds play, and no time off the clock, and they'll go to the line. So I think what they're doing here is, who we got at the line? Number 12, Austin Munter. 0 points on the night. Guy we want to foul, huh?
Munter puts it up, and he got it.
Yes, he sure did.
That makes it a 7-point game, 47-40. But that was the right guy to foul, I think.
Yeah, he's got 0 points. He hasn't shot a free throw. Let's see what he can do. And
missed that one. Rebound, Troy Hillman. It's a 7-point game. Down comes Fort Recovery. Owen Judy with the ball. Judy stops, feeds over here to Daniel Patch. Inside to Cale Rammel, who scores. Rammel scores to make it now 47-42, a 5-point game. 30 seconds to go in the game. Here's a foul called immediately on Daniel Patch as he goes up and fouls Landon Elwer, who probably is not the guy we wanted to foul, but is the guy they wanted us to foul.
Well, he got the ball, and we got a foul. We don't have a choice.
He's the son of the coach, Aaron Elwer. Again, St. John's came in 1-2, Indians 2-1. Free throws up and no good.
Hey.
That helps. It's a 5-point game, 26 seconds. It's still possible. Here's one more for Elwer. He puts it up, and he got that one. It's now a 6-point game. And St. John's decides to call timeout. Timeout, Blue Jays. We'll be back in just a moment.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field, or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Alrighty, 26 seconds left to go on the scoreboard clock here at the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Well, we need a quick score here. We can't take as much time as we did the last time, and we got to find the open guy and hit a shot.
Troy Homan will put it in play here. St. John's kind of going man for man against us here. Here comes Owen Judy. Judy goes to the right, fires a three, got it. Three-pointer for Owen Judy, 18 seconds to go. We're down to a three-point game. There's a foul called on Owen Judy as he reached out to grab Nolan Swinnen. Wow, that was an off-balance shot. That was a beautiful three.
It was a huge shot by Owen. And now they got a little pressure on these free throws. Down three, one possession game. Nolan Swinnen going to the line. He's 4 for 5 so far on the free throw line.
Owen Judy with a three there. Here's the free throw. It's good. That makes it a four-point game. Makes it tougher.
Yep, for sure.
14 seconds left. St. John's by 4 and now by 5. 50 to 45. Here comes Fort Recovery. Judy needs to take another three. Right side to Kale Rammel, back to Judy. He'll fire a long three. Good. He got it again. He got it again.
How about that?
Owen Judy way outside the top of the key. That makes it a two-point game.
Holy
50
cow.
To 48 with 5 seconds to go in the game. Hey, we're trying. Timeout's called. I'm not sure who called the timeout, but the 30-second timeout.
No, I think Bobby did. I think Fort Recovery did. We're out of timeouts now, so we had one. I'm pretty sure Fort Recovery called the timeout. I think what they're going to try to do is set up that same thing, maybe foul prior to getting the ball in like we did with Troy a little bit earlier, Rob. Or, you know, we got to try to defend that ball and deny it on the inbound play.
Indians sneaking back. Within 2 points. Was it 8 points there a moment ago?
We were down 7 for sure.
5.6 seconds left on the scoreboard clock. 5.6 seconds here in the fourth quarter. Delta St. John's has the ball at their far end, and they lead by 2 points, 50 to 48. Indians need a steal or somehow get the ball quickly. Pass comes in to Grody, and he is fouled immediately. And there's only about a second goes off the clock. So it's going to be up to Grody to hit the free throws or miss them.
Yeah, if he gets, I think he's going to be shooting two now. No, he's still in the 1-1. Still in the 1-1. No, now they're saying two.
That was the 10th foul.
Yeah, they're shooting two now.
First one is good. It's a three-point game.
That's a big one.
Here's the really big one right here.
This is the killer. Yeah, that's exactly right.
We've got time to tie this game up. If he misses this.
Well, we don't have any timeouts. So.
It is good. Oh, he rattled it in. And that pretty much does it. Unless we can get a three-point shot and a foul. Kale Rammel with the ball. Fires it up there. It's no good. And that's the game. Delta wow. St. John's is excited about this win tonight.
Yeah, they are. They're fired up. And rightly so. They came in, played their butts off, and came away with a victory, Rob. And the Indians fall to 2-2. And Delta St. John's improves to 2-2.
52-48. Delta St. John's beats our Indians tonight. Doggone it. We got back to within two. Just got a little bit too far behind there in the fourth quarter. I know Coach Bobby Leverett and all the coaches and players are very disappointed, and the fans obviously are too. We'll return in a moment to give you all the stats after we pause for this break.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms.
more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Yeah, very disappointing tonight. The Indians fall to Delphi St. John's in a big conference game. Again, 52-48 here at the Portside Fieldhouse. Always tough to play a conference opponent, and Delphi St. John's showed that for us tonight as they just outplayed us there in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, we out-hustled them early in the game, but when it came to crunch time, I mean, the difference, Rob, was free throws. They made 12 more free throws than us tonight, and to me, that's the tail of the tape here for us. And we had too many turnovers. We had 9 turnovers in the first half. We only ended up with 13, so we cleaned it up in the second half. But for Delphi St. John's, hey, hats off to them. They won 52-48. For them, they were led by Nolan Schwinnen. He had 20 points. He had 6 rebounds. He was pretty much their go-to guy tonight. We thought it was going to be Landon Grothouse, who we thought early in the pregame, we thought he was going to be their guy. He ended up with 15 points, nothing to sneeze at. He had 4 rebounds. J.J. Boniface ended up with 5. Ethan Druckmiller had 2. Landon Elwer had 2. Aaron Mentor and Austin Mentor each ended up with 1. The Indians did come back and out-rebound them in the second half. We ended up with a 23-18 lead on the rebounding edge of it. Turnover-wise, they ended up with 9. So there was only 4 turnovers per side for each team in the second half. Indians shot well from the free throw line. We just didn't get many attempts. We were 6-for-6 from the line. They were 18 of 23, Rob, and I think that's going to be the difference maker here in this ball game. So the Indians fall to 0-1 in the MAC, and Delphus obviously goes to 1-0 in the MAC, Rob. And you got to defend your own house, and we didn't get it done tonight.
So what's the Indians scoring again there tonight?
For the Indians, they were led by Cale Rammel. He had 17. Owen Judy came back, had a couple big threes there at the end. He had 15 points. Landon Post with 6 points. Daniel Patch and Troy Homan had 4, and Logan Homan had 2, and that rounds out to 48 points for the Indians. Leading rebounder was Owen Judy. I think I had him for 5. Cale Rammel has 4. Landon had 4. Daniel Patch 3. I mean, it was a hard-fought game, and for the Indians, you know, I guarantee you, they're not happy with this loss, and nothing to do but go back to the drawing board, figure it out, come back, let's get Parkway next week.
Yep, that's what you got to do. In the JV game, Fort Recovery goes to 4-0 on the year with the win 36-25 over Delphi St. John's tonight. Pretty much led the whole way, led 7-0 at the first quarter, 17-8 at halftime. And again, 9 points apiece for Riggs Toby and Reese Guggenbiller, and 7 points for Wyatt Grover in that JV game. Chipping in with 4 was Rex Leverett, 3 points for Alex Deuce, and 1 for Caden Greasy. Again, that final score, 52-48. We'll wrap it up. Indians lose tonight to Delphi St. John's. And we do have Bobby here, so we'll go ahead and get him on the radio. Bobby Leverett joining us here at courtside. as the Indians fall again to Delphi St. John's by a score of 52-48. And I know you're not the happiest of guys tonight. Tough loss.
Yeah, that's well, you know, we talked earlier, Rob, and we knew exactly what they were, and that's what they were. That's what they did. They were going to drive, kick. We didn't make them comfortable always shooting a three. And that's the tall tale. I think fourth quarter, what they put up, 20-some points.
Yeah, they, I don't know, was it? They definitely outplayed us in the fourth quarter, that's for sure.
Right, right. And, you know, that's your cliche, your typical MAC game. It's going to be a grinder. They're going to come in here, a hostile environment. We're a great crowd, unbelievable.
Was a very nice crowd tonight. Got to be proud of that, that's for sure. A lot of folks here to support the team.
Yep. Hey, our guys didn't quit. You know, we battled and battled and battled. We tried to keep it interesting. They made free throws down the stretch. You know, they missed one or two of those free throws, and we might sneak that thing out. Like I said, this is what it's going to be like all season. You know, we go to Parkway next weekend. It's going to be the same thing, dribble, drive, motion. All right, with quick guards, we've got to learn to stay in front of them and get better at that. Not gamble so much. That was one thing Coach Milton and I talked about all week, is when we're in our 2-3 and when we're in our man, we tend to like to gamble too much. All right, and what's that do? That leaves driving lanes and kick outs for wide open three, because then we're out of sync. And that's what we saw tonight.
Well, Owen had a couple of great shots there at the end for you to almost bring you back.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that kid wants it. You know, he's a senior. He's got that senior urgency. He comes to practice every day, and he's our hardest worker right now in practice. And those guys, they're starting to see that. They're going to start piggybacking off of that, because he's starting to become that leader that we need. You know, early on, we wasn't sure if he was that type of guy, but he's starting to show that vocal leadership as a senior, which is good to see.
Right. And the season's not over. I mean, you know, it's disappointing to lose this game tonight, but especially being the conference opener and especially hosting these guys here. We always like to get them when they're here, but hey, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Yep, absolutely.
Your four game wasn't really too bad. I mean, not all that bad tonight.
No, I mean, you know, we tried to get it inside and use some of our size, and we did at times, but a couple unforced turnovers when they would collapse on us. And that made it difficult, you know. But overall, yeah, I thought we ran our motion pretty good.
Well, Bobby, we want to wish you the best next week. Hopefully we can get Parkway over there at Rockford, Ohio. So good luck there.
Hey, thank you, Rob.
All righty. Bobby Leverett, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, joined us at courtside here as the Indians fall to Delphi St. John's 52-48. Some final comments, Mr. David.
Well, I tell you what, we played our butts off, and like Coach said, you know, they came in here and both teams worked their tails off trying to get this victory, and for the Indians, we just come up a couple buckets short, and we did make it awful interesting here at the tail end. Owen makes a couple big threes, and, you know, if Groundhouse don't make those free throws, we got a legit shot. The two ties it, and I think if we get into overtime, I think we had the mojo going, but it didn't work out that way for the Indians, and back to the drawing board. Let's come back and build off of this and figure out what we did wrong and come back and beat the Panthers next Friday.
Well, and they forced our hand. We had to foul.
Yeah, I mean, and we put them on the line. Yeah, we put them on the line. Obviously, like I said, they were 18-23 from the free throw line. If we're not forced to foul them like that, they only missed one. They only missed one shot down the tail end, and that was a difference maker.
Well, Dave, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Appreciate it.
See you down the road sometime.
Sure will.
Again, the Indians fall tonight to Delphi St. John's 52-48. Thanks to our studio producers, Lindsey Green, back at the radio station in Portland, along with Sebastian Solis and Mr. Neil Spencer here at the game site at Fortside Fieldhouse. Indians dropped a 2-2 on the year
tonight's
with this
special
loss.
Tonight's sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.